Next case, please.
Our next item of all business this evening is case number 12,362. Richard McDonald seeks a variance from the side yard setback and separation distance requirements for a proposed porch. Sections 115.25, 115.172 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Members may remember this from their meeting of September 9th. It was tabled to allow further consideration. Thank you.
And I note that Mr. Corman was not at that meeting. I don't think you had arrived just yet. Have you had a chance to review the record?
I have not. I will have to abstain from discussion and voting in this case.
Thank you.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, it's a point of refresher. This is the one where we had the jihad placement of a unit on a lot, and because it wasn't set correctly.
It was placed 2 years ago, yes.
We now have a proposal for a porch, screen-in porch, that takes us within 1.3 feet of a line.
Correct.
Again, I go back to my earlier ramble. Here's an owner who trusted someone to place something correctly. They didn't place it correctly. They're in front of us for a variance. And the other side of this is that, I remember the discussion, can you build it smaller and can you get in compliance within, 5 feet? It had the unit been placed properly to begin with, we're not sitting here tonight probably having this discussion.
So I believe with it being the Sierra community, that there's obviously some considerable history in that development, and staff are seeking to bring that community more into compliance with the code. But as an older park, it is not 100% so rigid that they're all at a perfect angle because of the age of the park. But point noted. So
I understand, but my understanding is also that this was set 2 years ago. It was set 40 years ago. I get it.
I thought it was proposed. It's not? It's already there?
Yeah, it's already there.
Porch is proposed. The dwelling is proposed.
The porch
is
yes.
Well, that's not what it says here. It says proposed porch.
Yeah.
And it says the dwelling's there.
The dwelling's there.
That was my understanding.
The dwelling's there.
And I believe what Dr. Carson was saying, if I gather, was that the house being placed at the angle,
But it was placed 2 years ago.
That's right. Yes. It was placed recently.
Yeah. Yep.
And but the variance is simply for the variances are there's two of them are simply for the proposed porch.
And we asked to move the porch down because of the opening of the door and stuff. That's where it had a line
right.
Up.
Right. And the discussion got to the narrowness of the porch in order to be in compliance.
Yes. Here we are again.
Moving it back wouldn't have met the door.
Wouldn't met the door, yes. That's what he said.
And we had a problem at the front right-hand corner also, I believe.
That one, I believe, could be handled administratively because it was under a foot.
Okay.
Is that correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And they put the trust in the contract. Same thing again.
Did we have a position? Did we receive a position from the neighbor to the left regarding for or against?
There, my notes indicate there is no correspondence for or against, and there is no one who appeared for or against other than the applicant and his contractor.
And that's correct. That's my notes as well. Zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Again, I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we deny case 12362 for the requested variance. I believe that the request for the variance is being created by the applicant.
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry, I was...
I'm making a motion that we deny case 12362 for the requested variance. I believe that the difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Okay, you have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Were you here? And I vote no. So with a 3-1, it is approved.
No, it is denied.
Denied, sorry.